We are on Daf Chavdalet Amet Beis. Zokta Mishneh Nidrei Havoi. We had the beginning of the Perek Albo Nedorim Mitiru Chachamim, and the second case was Nidrei Havoi. And the Ranetz at Pshat Neder She'enei Klum Shomer v'shayis metagminin havoi ubu. The nether is not a nether, it's nothing. Omar, koinom im loy reisi bederech hazeh ka'ilem mitzrayim, im loy reisi nochash kekeiris beis habat. He's making a koinom on Peiris. The Kainim should be chal if he didn't see Kaile Mitzrayim, or he did not see Anochosh Kekeiris Beis Habat. Now let us see that. Nidrei Havoi, Oma Kainom im loy reisi baderech hazeh Kaile Mitzrayim, im loy reisi Nochosh Kekeiris Beis Habat. Nearly, the Tane Trei Gavni Nokat. The Tana is speaking about two different cases that they both have a Shem of Nidrei Havoi, but there are two distinct reasons. Chad the Shayich Beguzme. One of the cases, the Emerson, a person can exaggerate. The Ainu Ka'ilei Mitzrayim, when he said he saw people like Oilei Mitzrayim, the Ovid Inish, that's the derech of a person, the Chichozi Inshi Tuvim, he sees a lot of people, gozim, so he exaggerates, v'omar ka'ilei Mitzrayim. That's how people talk. That's the oifen of saying, I saw a lot of people, I saw ka'ilei Mitzrayim. But he really does not mean that the people he saw had the same mispah like the Oilei Mitzrayim. He means, in other words, I saw a lot of people. V'chad loy shayich beguzme. And one case in the Mishnah is, you cannot say he's exaggerating. Dainu nochosh kikoiras beis habat. That he saw a snake that is like the koira of a beis habat. Now what does that mean? The kivin de mefarshin and bigmore. The loy nochosh godul koma. It does not mean to say that he saw a large nochosh, like a keiris beis habat, because the Gemara will say that is possible, that there should be a nochosh as large as a keiris beis habat. Na'ela toruf. He saw, so the Ran says later, toruf means osui bekoyim bekoyim. That it seems that there are cracks in the back of the nochosh. It is not smooth. It's bumpy. So he says he saw a nochosh, that the back of the gav of the nochosh was kikoyres beis habat. Now it seems that the nechoshim do not grow like that. There's no nechosh. The backs of the nechoshim are smooth. They're not bekoyim bekoyim. By the neck it could be this bekoyim bekoyim, but the back of a nechosh is smooth. And he's coming to tell us that he saw a nechosh kekoyres beis habat. Leishayech lemeima derech guzmo. Here we can't say he's exaggerating. Toruf kekeiris beis habat she'ein shum nochosh toruf klal. The nechoshim, the backs of the nechoshim are not at all bekoyim bekoyim. Vashmein antane. So lechayre he said a flat lie. He said that the peirish should be also. If I didn't see a nochosh kekeiris beis habat, vashmin entane dechitola iso peiris bechad mahani. If he asked peiris by one of the two, either by im loy reisi ki oilei Mitzrayim or kekeiris beisabat, nidrei botu. The peiris are not us, the peiris are mutter. V'chol chad v'chad. Now, each case, taimei lechut. There's a different reason why in each case the peiris are mutter. So why aren't the peiris also bedinu deleilitzrolei? They don't become also the kushta koma. Itakis so keilei mitzrayim. The way people speak, so a large multitude of people is called keilei mitzrayim. Kivin Shero Amrap, he saw a large multitude of people, the Ovid Inish the Gozen Bechiai Gavne. People do exaggerate. So therefore, in the first case, the Peiris Amuta. Bechi Omar im Loi Reisi Nochosh Kekoires Beis Abad. Nami a Peiris Mutar. He said, if I didn't see a Nochosh Kekoires Beis Abad, in that case, the peiris are also mutter. This mitayma achine. Here, the peiris are mutter because of another reason. The af al gav the vaday shikre komo. Izicher saying a sheker. Izicher did not see a nochosh kekeiris beis abad. Da filu bederech kuzma leishayich lemei mohochi. This you can exaggerate. Afilohochi apeires mutorim, mishum domdine leile daitoi, shloi lesser as apeires niskab. Here it goes with a different mahalach. The peires are mutter because I assume that what he said, koinam peires olai, im loi roisi, nochosh kekeires beis abad, I assume it does not mean to make an eder, even though that's the words that he is saying. He's saying, "Kainem peiris alayim larisi nochesh kekeiris peis abba." Now, what right do I have to make such an assumption? She'im kain. Now, if this person means to make an eder, loy hoye loy litlois isurei betnai el hoye loy loschem olo bemuchlet. That means if we know that's 100% true. He did not see a nochosh kekeiris beis abad, because there's no such nochosh in the Bria. So, if we will take his words literally, that he's making a koinom on peiris, if he did not see a nochosh kekeiris beis abad, so why does he have to say this whole spielachel? Let him go, he wants to ask a peiris, or the masa peiris, that means, the second half is leimal leimayah. The zicher didn't see a nochosh kekeiris beis abad. Elavade yamrinon shloi leso peiris bo. He has no intentions of asking the peiris. If one asks the peiris, we say kainim peiris alai. Elaloimar divrei havoi ze kloimar shero nochosh kekeiris beis abad. He wants to give an impression to the person he's talking to that he saw such a thing. And he wants to convince Yenna. He's saying, no, I saw Nochosh Kekeiris Beis Abad. And Yenna starts blinking. Yeah, you saw such a thing. He says, I'm telling you, Koinem Peiris Lem Leviisi. So the whole purpose of the Koinem is not to Asa. No, the whole purpose of the Koinem is to convince Yenna that Itaka saw it. And Chazal read between the lines, because Izicha doesn't mean any other thing, because it doesn't make sense what he's saying. Then Izicha asking the Peiris, so why does he need the Solak Dome? That is Pshat. Shaloi Leser, Peiris bo elo loima divrei haboiza, he wants to say this double bottle, He wants to convince someone, Sharon Nochosh Kekeiris Beis Abad. So that's how the Ran is Magdir, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about two sugim of Nidrei Havoi. One sug is that what he's saying even though it is not true in reality, but since people exaggerate, so the way people speak, this is true. So if he said that if he saw Ka'ilay Mitzrayim, so the neder is not chal, because he means in other words, he saw a lot of people. You don't have to take Ka'ilay Mitzrayim literally, but that's how people, when they want to speak about it, they saw a lot of people, they saw Ka'ilay Mitzrayim. And the second neder, L'risi Nochash Kekeiris Beis Abad, there the Peiris are not also, because Yizicha does not have any intention to ask of the Peiris, because else he would say Kain and Peiris alive without this whole Hemshech im Leirisi Nochesh Kekeiris Beis Abad, because the Peiris of Zicha Biyos, Yizicha never saw a Nochesh Kekeiris Beis Abad. So Al Kochoch, since he did not make a Stam Neder, so he has no intentions of asking the Peiris. His intentions of convincing his listener that he takasol nochash kekeiris beis abad. So this is a non-sadi. He does not mean to answer the payers. So in these two cases, these are nidrei havoi. These are nidorim, which are not chal. He don't answer anything. For different reasons. So now the Ran says, since I explained that the Mishnah is speaking about two different types of Nidrei Avoy, so now it will be good. Hai disnam b'shvuish tayim basre, gai b'shvuish ov. There's a Mishnah in shvuish tayim, im le'reisi gomol ha'pereich ba'aver, un le'reisi nochash kekeiris peis habad. Now they're speaking about Hilchos Shavuos. If a person said, "Im le'reisi gomol ha'pereich ba'aver, im le'reisi nochash kekeiris beis abad," so these two cases are a Shavuos. Le'tana hosam ki eile Mitzrayim. So why, when the Tana learned Masechtas Nedarim, he says a different moshul, Oile Mitzrayim and Nochash Kekeiris Beis Abad. When he learned Masech Teshvuas, he learns Gomel Pareich Ba'aver, and he doesn't speak about Keile Mitzrayim. Mishum Dechi Aigavne Leiloki. If a person will make a Shvuah that he saw Keile Mitzrayim, he will not get Malkis Mishum Shvuah Shov. He's saying the truth. He saw a lot of people. Now, when we speak about a lot of people, they can be called Kaile Mitzrayim. So that's why, so there the Tana is talking about, he made a shvua on an impossibility. He saw a flying gomel. He saw a nochash kekeiris beis abad. So this is a dovo sheyefsho. So this is a shvua shot. That's why our Tana did not find it important to mention the Avoi that the Shvuah Shav that the Tana speaks about in Shvuas. The Trei Gavni the Boy Lemisni, he wants to tell us two cases of Nivrei Avoi. Dainu midi de shayich bei guzme, udaloi shayich bei guzme, hotananu. So we said two cases already. So that's all he needs. So it's not necessary to be maisif. Another impossibility, gomo pereach ba'ah. Let us see the Gemara. Tone, we learned a baraisa, and it seems the Ran had the girse that we have on the side. Kishem shenidrei havoi mutorim, kein shvuas havoi mutoris. That shvuas havoi also muta. Heichi domi shvuas havoi. Now what is the case of shvuas havoi that is muta? Ilei meda oma shvua im loy reisi baderech hazeh. If he just said shvua, if I didn't see, He didn't speak about Yisaperis. He just said Shvuim Lo Reisi Bederech Hazeh. Midam Koma. Is he saying something? He's not saying anything. So what are you telling us? Shvuos Avoy Mutoris. He didn't say anything. A Shvuah, if I didn't see Kailei Mitzrayim. No, so he's not saying anything. So what's the chiddush that it's muta? He's saying he didn't see. He didn't see Kailei Mitzrayim. So fine. That's not Shvuos Avoy. Omar Abaye, the Omar Shvue Sheroisi. Sabai said, no, the case of Shvues Havoi that the Barais is telling us is Mutter, he said Shvue Sheroisi Kaile Mitzrayim. Now let us see the Ran. Kach Shvues Havoi Mutoris, we see he had the gears on the side. Now the Ran is first going to say a pshat. We'll see which eventually Rava learned pshat. Abai did not learn this pshat in the Beraisa. But now the vow that Ran is telling us this pshat. Kishem shenidre avo mutorim karshvues avois mutoris kloima shaperis mutorim. I mean, just like nidre avoi, we said that if he was toile isa peiris with these two things, im leireisi, Kaile Mitzrayim, im leireisi ke nochosh ke koiris beis abad. So just like by nedorim, the peiris amuta, by shvus also the peiris amuta. Kloima, sheha peiris mutor. Mishum ahu taime de prishne bemas nisen. By oile Mitzrayim, because speaking with derech kuzme, by Nochosh Kikairis Beis Abad, the Peiris Hamutah, because he has no intentions of asking the Peiris. Miu, b'midi d'loi shaykh be'guzme, but in the case, when it's not shaykh ha'guzme, k'goin gomol ha'peireyach ba'avir, v'nochosh Kikairis Beis Abad, so we're saying that the Peiris Hamutah, because he has no intentions of asking the Peiris. Kitoli Iser Peiris Alayim, when he said that he's answering the Peiris, if he did not see Anochosh Kekeiris Beis Abad, so in that case, we assume that he had no intentions of asking the Peiris. The Loki Mishum Shvuishov, but then it'll be like out Shvuishov. The ihu noiles a peiris niskaven maru taime dechsivne. He had no intentions of asking the peiris. That's number one, because if you wanted to ask the peiris, I don't give this hagdome im leireisi nachish kekeiris beis abad. Ask the peiris because Yizichah didn't see. Elavada yotzeso shvuah lashov. So the shvuah is lashov. Loimar shero dovoze. So I think the Ran means to say that, so the shov is, so what does he want to accomplish with this whole pisgim? That, shvua olai peiris im loire isi in nochosh kikeiris beis abad. He wants to accomplish something with this pisgim. He wants to convince someone that he saw a nochosh kekeiris beis abad through a shvuah. So that's his kavone. He doesn't want to answer the peiris, but he wants to convince. I mean, this is his way of convincing this naive person that he taki saw a nochosh kekeiris beis abad. So he's using the parsha of Shvuah to convince someone about a davar shov that I saw nochosh kekeiris beis abad. That's what his intent is. That's what the Ran is saying. Vada yotzus shvuah lashov loimar shero davar zeh. That's the purpose of the Shvuah. והיינו מסניחים בשבועס, תסנן הוסם, דחייה גם ולוי כמישום שבועס שוב, that is the Mishnah, השאין כמנדורים, דבנדרי שוב לכמלכס. So, but that's pshat in the Baraisa. He says, the Baraisa is telling us that just, that's how the Gemara understood right away. That the Baraisa is telling us, just like the Peiris, that he made a Nedaran, if it's Nidrei Avod, the Peiris Amuta, so the same thing by Shavuos, the Peiris Amuta, but the Ran says, he can say by Shavuos, he'll be like, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Asurim, we're talking about Torim, we're talking about that the Peiris Amuta. So now, that is the emesip pshat in the Baraisa. But the Gemara as yet did not come to this pshat. So the Gemara understood, we're not talking about Peiris. No, he just said, im loy ra'isi nochash kekeiris peis abad. So the Gemara asks, makshinen heichi domi shvuas avoy. Inema the Omar im loyra isi bederech hazeh, or let's say the first case, loyisi bederech hazeh kaili mitzray, midam koma, is he saying anything? What is he saying? He just said, if a shvue, if I didn't see kaili mitzray, reyotzeso shvua lesheke. We don't have this girse. The Ran had a girs reyotzes a shvu l'sheke. Kloima, she'ein l'loshen ze shum mashmoy. She's not saying anything. L'sheke l'avdavka, kloima l'loy dovo. He's saying it without a purpose. He's not saying anything. It'll seem kro'ach l'sheke shomout. The Omar, so what did Abaye say? The Omar shvue sheroisi. So Abaye said it's speaking about, he said, Shvua Sharisi, Benire Be'inah. The Sphira Leila Abaye Lefum Ukimte, the way Abaye learned Pshat now in the Baraisa, the Chikot di Chiktoni Kach Shvuas Avoy Mutoris. Lav Akulo Gavni Damas Nisan Koi. The Baraisa is not speaking about all the cases of our Mishnah. That's why. Yeah, the bemidi the loyshaychi by guzne leka lemeimish teishvuasay meteres the shvuah shav avoy. Abaye learned pshat was speaking about shvuah sheroisi, not speaking about peiris. So the Ran says, so we can't be speaking about anochash kekeiris peis abad because that's a sheker. Atzicha shvuah shav, that's the mishnah in shvuah. I will say what Abaye is also speaking about. Abaye is also speaking about the Peiris. Abaye did not learn the Baraisa speaking about Issa Peiris. Abaye learned Pshat in the Baraisa as follows. Kishayim. Shenidrei havoi mutorim, kach shvuis havoi shol guzme mutoris. We're only speaking about the havoi of guzme. That means, and so if he said a shvue, shvue sheroisi oile mitzchayim. He's saying a shvue, he saw oile mitzchayim down the block. So it's mutter. That means it's not a shvue sheker. So what is the chiddush? So the Ran says the chiddush is loyteime kiven the shvue chamure loygozem bo inish. That means to exaggerate. It matters. Everything is a time and place. When I'm saying shvue b'shem Hashem, shereisi shvue shereisi kaile mitzrayim, a person mistome is very careful what he's saying. So I would think, so it should be Yosef. It's a shvu sheker. He didn't see Kaylei Mitzrayim. So the Braise is telling us, no. Any taka means what he says. That's the chiddush of the Braise. Ela ovid inish the gozim b'shvus keicha the gozim b'nedorim. A person's oifen of speaking is to how the person normally speaks. A person exaggerates. And memele, so if you have to be done, was it a shvua show? Was it not a shvua show? We have to be first done how a person speaks. So if a person exaggerates and he says, I saw Ka'ile Mitzrayim, so it's Eile Mitzrayim, but Gematria means a lot of people. That's at all what it means. You don't have to take it literally. It means Eile Mitzrayim. So that's the Chiddush of the Beraisa. I say, just like when Ben Hilchus Nedorim, I say the Peiris are Mutter because Itake saw Eile Mitzrayim Lafila Shainai. So here also, the Shvue is Mutter, because Itake so, Ka'ile Mitzrayim, Shvue Shari'isi, Ka'ile Mitzrayim. That was a bias pshat in the Beraise, Kishem Shenidrei Avoi Mutorim, Kach Shvus Avoi Mutorim. That is how a bias learned pshat in the Beraise. Omar Lei Rove, so Rove est a bias, two kashas. Im kain lomali lameima. If the Beraisa is only talking about guzme, so you're telling me, so just like the, by neder it's mutter, so by shvu it's mutter, so why does the Tanna have to say this? That means this hava mine, that Abaye had, that people are more medayik b'lshoinam by shvuas than by neda, and that's the chiddush of the Beraisa, Abaye held, it's not even a havamina. Lomali lameima, so that's poshet. It's, I don't need a Beraisa to tell me this. That's kasha number one. Va'oi dum yedin neda k'toni. The Beraisa is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said two types of nidrei havoi. So just like, that's the Mishnah, there's a Nidrei Havoi, of where he's saying a Sheker Gomo, but the Neder is Mutter, because he didn't mean to ask the Peiris. So Memele, and on that the Barais is going, on that case also, the case of Nochash Kekeiris Pesabad, the Barais is also going, Kishem Shel Nidrei Havoi Mutorim, Kach Shvuas Havoi Mutoris. No, not the way you said. So it's going on this case also. Elo omarove, ba'oimer ye'osru peiris ha'olam alai mishvue. That's the case. Pekerti said that the peiris should be also im loy reisi ke'ile mitzrayim. And the peiris are not also because their take he's exaggerating. Take a lot of people's begematria olam mitzrayim. And in the second case, when he said ye also peiris olam alai b'shvuah im le'raisi nochash kekeiris peis habad, which he zicha didn't see, because there's no nochash that has bikoyim in his back. But they're also the peiris amuta because it doesn't mean to asa the peiris. In a chanami will be like al shvu ishok, but the Barais is telling us that the peiris amuta. Zot teram. Umakshi leirovi. Imkei loma leilameima. Kloima. Di amidi di shayach bei guzmen bechut koi. If the Barais is only telling us that by a guzme shvuis avoy amutores pshite, the shvuis nami mutores. The kivin de gozim, since the derech of a person is to exaggerate, va'oma, kivin de gozim va'oma, kush tekoma. So itake said the truth, itake so kele mitzrayim. That's kasha number one. So why does the Brais have to tell us that? Kasha number two, v'oidu midinedektoni, kloima, the chishem shenudorim mutorim bahanu trei gavni demas nisen. The Brais is going on the Mishnah, we have two cases of nidrei avoy. Kashvuas mutoris bahanu trei gavnu kufayu. Vishvuas shoreisi komar, and if it's speaking about, he said, Shvu Sharisi, Yev Sheshtei Muteres, the Nochosh Kekoyres Beis Abaduch Devosei, the Kivin Demidid Leishach by Guzma, Avadai Shvu Shavavi. So that was Rav's Kashan Abaye. If you'll tell me, it's speaking about, he said, a Shvu Sharoisi, so it's Zichir Oser, it's a Shvu Shav. He Zichir didn't see a Nochosh Kekoyres Beis Abad. Elo Omarov, Loilam Doma Shvue im Loireisi. Lav Omar Avamro. Now we don't have the skills, so Lav Omar Avamro. So just let's see a minute what Rav Amron said, and then we'll come back to Aran. First of see that Chav Chesem Ad Aleph. He says, the Gemara wants to be medame Rav Amram. Now what's the case of Rav Amram? We have here a Mishnah. Noidrim laharogim, let's speak in that case, Shehen shal beis hamelach. That means a murderer comes over to him and he is peiris. And he tells him, give me the peiris. He says, listen, if it be my peiris, I'd give it you gladly. It's Shalbeis HaMelech. It's a federal offense. I mean, here you're going to go, if you can take away the peiris, it's not a private affair, you're going against the Melech. So Yenna doesn't believe him. So he makes a neder. He says, ye osro peiris oilam alai if it's not Shalbeis HaMelech. I'm telling you, if I'm making a neder. So that's convincing him. Even though it's nicht gesteigen, nicht gefolgen, he's allowed to make such an neder. So now let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Amram, heichi noda, Omar Rav Amram, Omar Rav, bo'oimer, ye osru peiris oilam alayim einum shalbeis hamelech. Like the Gemara, if he says this neder, given the Omar Yeyosr, Yitzhurele Koperi Almas. I mean, what did he accomplish? It's like he's in hot water. So Mora says, Bo'ima Hayoim, today it should be Yosr, all Peiris. Today we only Peiris, Taka. So the Mora says, Idioma Hayoim Lebe Mekabu Mine Moiches. And then you didn't accomplish anything. You wanted to convince the Moiches and the Harogin. You wanted to convince them that's not your Peiris. If he says Hayoim, so you're not convincing. No. It means in his heart he's thinking, in his heart he's thinking, but he doesn't say that. But he doesn't say that. He says, which seems, and he says, that means here we understand that he means that. He was forced to make the nether. I believe that's how the answers of you have to, the situation explains the nether. There's just a mashmois. The mashmois I said stam. He also paid his oilam olai. That's what I said. So it seems it should be loilam, but I never said loilam. So memele. So the ran shtel. So what do we see from Rav Amram? We see from Rav Amram that if we understand what this person means, we should not be dissuaded in what he says. That means you have to, the halachas are built after we truly understand what he means. So the same thing over here. Klaima. That the peiris amuta, because I assume, just like by nedarim, I assume he doesn't mean to answer the peiris. His whole intent is to convince this naive person that he saw nochesh kekeiris beis abad. So the same thing is by shvue. He also doesn't want to answer the peiris. He wants to convince the person he saw nochesh kekeiris beis abad. Revusa, but this is a revusa, mishim nachash keresh beis abad. The sal kedaita chamine, because he was saying, amir de kechidish. Nheidem in the dorim, amrin in the peiris mutorim. By the dorim, we said, he doesn't mean to ask, because if he want to ask the peiris, why does he have to say the whole like dome, im leirisi, ke nachash keresh beis abad? So there we can say a shtik teira hosamu mishum sha'ak shloi niskaven leso peiris loy loki mishum shov the nether shov loy ashkicha. That's very good. That means I try to analyze his nether. He said ye also peiris ha'ilam alai im loy ra'isi nochash kekeiris beisabat. So I'm going to say, do you really mean to ask a peiris? So therefore, because of this kash, I come to the conclusion, you don't mean tasa peres, you want to convince this person that you saw nochesh kekeiris beis abad. There, by nedarim, we say this. Because he's not even a yisa. So we say this whole thing is only to convince the person he wants to convince that he saw such a nochesh. Avo b'shvue, but we have the same situation by shvue. We can say the same shtick teire. Really, if he means to ask, let him say, Yosef peiris oilom. Why does he say, im loy reisi, his aray doesn't mean to ask. But then we're getting in hot water. The loy niskaven lesser peiris, if it's taken the way we say, Lokim Mishum Shvuishov. Now this person get Malkis al Shvuishov. So Memele is Salke Daitach Mina Vada Lesa Peres Olov Niskaven. That means you have a kasha, but I have another kasha. So the way you say is also not poshut. So this person is saying a Shvuishov. That means if I'll take the words Kipshuta, he's asking Peres Olov Olov. So Takabi Yossi won't be able to eat Peres. Be an amitayat, but I'll call upon him. So he's not doing any yisa. The way you're saying it comes on his ayva shvuisho. Sal kedai tachamin avadi lesa peirisol of niskab ki heichid leilulki. Kamash melon no dafilu bishvuis amchinen aitayme dechsivim masnisin. Fakel we rely on this cheshbon di lesa peiris niskab lehayutoyli surei bitnai kozet. That means, he zicha didn't mean to ask a peiris, because if he means to ask a peiris, was up to the ganze spilachu, he zicha didn't see a nochesh kekeiris beis abad, so al koch of the peiris also, so say the peiris also, so al koch, he don't mean to ask a peiris. So this is a hichoche, even though by saying this will come out that he'll get malkis, no. But that's zikha, that's the chiddush of the braisa, that's I have to assume that he meant. Zok te gemore weite, omalei ravine le ravashi, vidilme hai gavre kine de shumshe mani chozi, vaasik loin shmo oilei mitzray. So let's see what Rashi says. Kine de shumshe mani, the molois Mikubotzeis harbe, there was a lot of ants. Lo biyachad koilim mitzrayim. They could see the shishim ribu in the mola. So memele, maybe when this person said im loy raisi b'derech hazeh koilim mitzrayim, Maybe he means ants koile Mitzrayim. So what's the kasha? What is the kasha? So the Rashba says the kasha is, it seems the heter is, there's a lomdus, we're saying a lomdus, the reason the shvu is mutter is because havoi, because people are megazim, it's a lomdus. Why did you say lomdus? Maybe there's something nothing over here. Why do you have to take it that he means, maybe he's talking about ants. Risi koile Mitzrayim. So Nitak is so like that, he saw Kaila Mitzrayim. So the Kash is, why did you say Alamdus of Havoi? So the Kerneira is a Kash, I mean, Naniach, if will come to us and will tell us, you know, when I said Kaila Mitzrayim, I meant ants Kaila Mitzrayim, right? So if he tells us that, it's Pirushin La'akal. Just like he said, Noda Becherem, and he said, no, I meant Becherem Eishal Yom. Good, it's a difference, it's a Talmud Chochem and Amoretz. But there's a din Pirushin La'akal. If you explain, you meant this, fine, we'll accept it. You're the one that said it, and you're saying that's what you meant. But the Mishnah is talking about, if he didn't say that, you need, there's a din perush on lahaka, you have to say it. Stamazoi, oile Mitzrayim, means normally people kaile Mitzrayim. So without a perush on lahaka, need a locha, shvus, aboy, mutaris, what's the, as they fact the Karanayri doesn't understand what's pshan the Gemara's kash. So the Karanera says, you don't have to say, I mean ants. Mistam amrina de lakini de shumshmi echavin, de ze odif milayma de loshan havoi koma. So he says, fakert, this is a better pshat. Why do you have to say he's exaggerating and he saw 2,000 people and he says, kaila mitzrayim? We should fataych, that means, Eile Mitzrayim Zichah didn't see. So we have to explain what he did see. So you're saying, Pshat, he saw 2,000 people, and he's exaggerating. I'll tell you better, Pshat. But he saw the 600,000 ants. Eile Mitzrayim. Eile Mitzrayim means like the people of Mitzrayim. I mean, Eile Mitzrayim, maybe it mainly means ants that had the same mitzvah, Kaila Mitzrayim. So that was Pshat the Kash. That's how the Keren Eure learns Pshat the Gemara's Kash. Amalei. So the Gemara answers, no, ki mishtabe adaita di don mishtabe. Vanan loy maskine nafshin ashum shemoni. Ashum shemoni. No. That person, it's not a kasha. We can, when we hear Oilei Mitzrayim, we hear people Koilei Mitzrayim. We're not miyachas, it means ants Koilei Mitzrayim. That's not Nichlal and the Loshan. In the Shvuah is the way we understand the Shvuah, not the way Eretz Chaim Redden, a different shot in the Shvuah. So Zicha means people Kaila Mitzrayim. Zicha didn't see people Kaila Mitzrayim. So the Lomdus is, he's exaggerating. But you can never Tadrei is Vert and say that he's talking about Philo, he meant it. I mean, it's garnished. The Shvua is what we understand from what he's saying. And God, the Rosh Retachois, but a Philippi Russian Lahakal won't be. This is such an absurd shot to say ants that it's garnished. I'm sorry, you said Kaila Mitzrayim, that means people. So Memela won't even be a dinner Pirushan Lahakal. So now the Gemara comes with a Yesod. The Yesod is that a person cannot swear what what he thinks, but what's nichlal in the what is understood from the shvua, that is the shvua. What he thinks is leimal leimayit. Fragte Gemore, baldate de nafshe loy oved inish to mishtabe. That's so true that a person cannot swear what he's thinking. I'll bring you right into zay. Bosanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Kshein mashbiya noisay, when bezn is mashbiya nitva, oimrim loy heavy yedeya, we tell him, shaloy al tnai shebelibach ono mashbiya noisach, not what you think, ela al dalteinu valdas bezn. So we tell him in advance, we being mashbiya you, but the shvu is what we mean, not what you think. So weiss the chois, you need, Bezen has to tell him this before, so then the shvu cannot be already what he's thinking. But la'afuki, my love, la'afuki, the asik lulis kundari, he gave him small pieces of wood. Basik lun shmo zuzi. So the Gemara says like this. So what is this purpose of Bezen? Because Bezen was afraid. He's going to say, I gave him 100 zuz. And he's thinking, I'm going to call 100 pieces of wood, small pieces of wood zuz. Why not? I'll call them zuz. And Memele, now I swear I gave him 100 zuz. So that's why Bezen tells him, when you're swearing all that thing, al koponim, we see from this baraisa that without Bezden saying this before the shvuah, he could think whatever he wants and it would be a good shvuah. So you see, not the way you said. Thus, we need a special azore from Bezden that no, this shvuah is all that thing. So the Gemara says no. Like, No. That what I told you before is emes. A person cannot think up of a muzal dikibshat and that'll be his shvua. His shvua is the way it sounds like to people. Aye, so why does Bezen have to be masrim we mashbiya you al datainu? For different reason. Mikanya de rove. Because the Maisa of the Cain, by Rove, Amoyrodike Maisa, Dahu Gavre, Dave Masik, Bechavre Zuzi. Reuven, Mon from Shimon Zuzi. Also, Lekami de Rove, they came to Rove, that this person owes me money, he's not paying me up. Oma Leila Loive, Zil Prali. She told the Loive, Mother says, the reason that Bezen has to tell them al dateinu is for a different reason. Bikanya de Rave. What was the Maise? Was the Maise that who gavre dava masik bechavre zuzi? The Reuven was money from Shimon money, zuzi. Also lekami de Rave. She came to Rave. Amale le loive. So the Tebeya told the loive, zil prali, pay me. Amale, Praticho b'miktzas. We'll see in the Ram. He said, I should pay you. I paid you. I owe you still. I owe you. He was money him 10 zuz. I paid you 8 zuz. I just owe you 2 zuz. But I paid you 8. It was months of 10 zuz. Omalei rove. So you made b'miktzas. Im kein zil ishtabele de prate. So go pay it. So swear that you paid him. You pay for 8 zuz. Swear that you paid him. Hazel, he came, ba'aisi kanya. So he brought a cane, a hollow cane. V'yoyim zuzi begave, and he put some money in the cane. 8 zuzim he put in the cane. Ava mistamach v'ozel, and he was leaning on the cane. V'ozel aleila beidin, and he brought it into Bez, and he's walking with the cane. Omaleila malve, nekoyta kanya biyodach. Listen, hold this cane a minute. I'm going to take a sefer Torah. I'm going to swear to the sefer Torah, but to hold the cane. Nosav sefer Torah, vishtabe, depore, koma da havale biyodai. But he swore that he gave Poros a Pesida Rishonim saying that Poros a Yoiv. About Kaponim, that's what the Ranz Gir says. I gave you 8 Zuzi. I holding a Sefer Torah. I gave you 8 Zuzi. About Shem Epsoim Hashem. Yeah. Ahu Malve Bishtabe the Pori Komadavale Biyodi. Whatever was in the hands of the Malve, that's what he gave him. Ahu Malve Rogas. The Malve was furious. Asam Mechutzif to take us to say that he paid me 8 Zuz Nachoichet Dotsu and it was a Sefer Torah. So he was fuming. Vetavgali Kanyas. He went through down the cave. And then we saw the whole story ready. That we saw the money. So Memele, that's why Besen has to tell him al datenu. I mean, some klige yidalach that, yeah. You know, the Welzuk, the Welto, the Tumim, his kashes and he could have such a migu. I mean, so we should believe the nitva. So they yes, no, if we have the tumim's cup, he could think of such a migu. So come to gel taught me the tumim's cup, that's no problem. So memele, this is everything fall to rein. Let us see the Ram. Look the Ram. Adata didon ishtabe, the afal gavdulim rinele ishtabe al datenu, even though we don't tell a person swear the way we understand, ene nishbal mashe yesh pelibe ela al datenu. Kshem mashbiyin oisoi lamoide bemitzis. Askundari chatiches eitz ktanis, small pieces of wood, shemesachkim behem, you would play with them. Asiklo shma zuze kina shma moy, so call it money, and that's why we have to tell him that the aldatein amalei praticha klima praticha mitzis. He said I paid part of it. The kofer bakel amalei leminket sifre di reise. If he's a kofer hakel, he only has to swear a shvuas heses. A shvuas heses, you don't have a nikitas chayfes. The less of a Nikita's chayfis. By a shvuas heses, you don't need to hold a chayfis shal mitzvah. That what he said, praticha, he meant, I paid you partially. The mother doesn't go into yet. Praticha, the mother should have explained a little better, but, Hochi garsinin, the ishtabas, he makes a grais, the yoivis loch zuze. He was very medaik, boshein, not I paid you up. I gave you 8 zuzim. Like garsinin, the poris loch, the iulav teres peroin shokle. I mean, he didn't take it as a peroin, he just took the cane, so it's not considered peroin. So when he swore that he gave him 8 zuzi. So Mamela, we're back where we started, that the Ravinis Kashe, that maybe he means Kine de Shum Shemani, that can't be because a person Shvue is what we understand from the Shvua and not what he could finagle in his mind. Frekte Gemore Bakati loy over the Mishtaba Baite de Napsha. You're going to tell me that there's no such thing. Vasanya. We learned in Abaraisa. Vechem Motsinu B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheish Biyas Yisrael Ba'alves Moyev. Omolehem. Have yoidim shaloi aldatchem ani mashbiya eschem, ella aldati valdas hamoke. He told them that the shvuah is not the way you think, no, what we mean. Shenema vloi itchem levatchem. My Omalu Moshe Yisrael. So now let's understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. Lav Hochi Komalu. This is what he's telling them. Dilme Avrisun Mili, that the mask is maybe over certain things. Vamrisun Albateinu, and you'll say, we'll swear on what we mean. Shemochi amalu al datik. Lafuki my laf, lafuki dasiku, shmo lavaydis kechovim eloa. I mean, that'll be mashbiyu, she didn't the rabbinu shalom. He said, yeah, didn't. And then you'll be thinking that, the rabbinu shalom is eloa. So Mamela, so we see from, so that's why it was necessary that Moshe Rabbeinu had warned them that Loyal died chem, no, adatainu, that's a mocking. Al Koponim, we see from this, that Lamaise, on such a hasro, when a person swears, he could think pshatlach and what he means, and there would be a good shvuah. Mechlal, the Ovid inish the mishtaba adaita the nafshe. So the Gemara says, loy, avaydis kechovim ikri yala'a, dersiv b'chol alehei mitzrayim. No, it's not pshat, the purpose was to prevent a pshetel. No, they could talk it, think, ala'a could mean, alehei mitzrayim. V'lish b'yasein, let him swear to, make them swear the mekaymison mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, mashme mitzvahs ha-melech. But the melech will be mitzave. Or the mitzvah ha-komas ha-melech. That means mitzvahs does not necessarily mean tayag mitzvahs. V'lish b'yasein de mekaymison kol mitzvahs. Again, why do you need this aldati of das hamokim? Let him tell them something that al pipshutoi has only one taich. Mekaymison kol mitzvahs. Mashve mitzvahs sitzis. Now, kol mitzvahs also doesn't necessarily have to mean kol mitzvahs, tamma mar, shkula mitzvah sitzis, keneged kol mitzvah shebetoire. So kol mitzvahs can mean mitzvah sitzis, a chokol. Vilish ba yasoin, the kemisen toire, that you'll be mekayim the toire, mashme toire achas, one toire they'll be mekayim. That means toire shebiksav, toire shebalpeh, they won't be mekayim. Belish b'yasein de kaimisun toireis. So the Gemara says, yeah, mashme toires minche, toires chates, toires osham. That's a toireis. It's toireis. But it's also not that we're fadreying a pshat. That means all these words can be easily translated into another mechuvin. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu say al datainu. V'lish b'yasein de mekaymison teires u'mitzvahs. Teires ha-mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, teires mashme, teires ha-mincha. Mitzvahs mashve, mitzvahs ha-melech. I mean, it's... V'lish b'yasein de mekaymison teira kula. Teira kula, mashme avodas kechovim. Tesanya, chamur avodas kechovim, shkala koifa bo, ki lamoide b'teira kula. And so that's Avodas Kechovim. The Lishba Yasoin de Mekaymisu Avodas Kechovim V'toira Kula. Oh, now we can't say already that Toira Kula means Avodas Kechovim. Inami Sheishmeish V'sholish Eschei Mitzvahs, and then it doesn't mean Mitzvahs HaMelech. So the Gemara says, "Elamayshe Rabbeinu Milse Deloy Triche Nokat." That means here he could have said a whole nusach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Let's avoid all the neschoys. I have to figure out a nusach that they won't fadrei the mashmois. I'm just telling them kibshutai. al datim al das hamokim. So mamela, what I mean, that's what the shvuah is. Zog teran. Leitchem levatchem. Like she'atem b'machsheves levavchem. Not the way you're thinking. Shimbo loymel. I maybe this means b'chal na the pshat. She'afilu im deiris haboim ha yekeiris priest. Oksiv bosaroch eise she'yesh naipoi v'ese she'enenu poi. So leitchem levatchem is what you yourself could think in your mind. So the Gemara said, no, the purpose is the Asiku Shmo, no, the Asiku Shmo Levedis Kechov Mela'a Kloyme V'afo Pishayni V'mashme Haloshin Hodata Malavedis Kechov. So the Gemara says, no, but the Pasuk calls it Elahei Mitzray Ela Milsad Leitricha Nokat Peg Shvu Shtayim Basre Maskinen Im kein leim lehu sofakel. So mamele, so that is why Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to find a pesan nusach that is flawless. So mamele, he told them kipshutoi that aldati. The Gemara in Shvuah says im kein leim lehu aldati aldati. So finish that will take care of all problems. Aldas hamokim lomoli. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say aldas hamokim also? Ki heichi leitehevi haforel shvuah sayu perashti shom besiyata deshmai. Zok the Gemara weiter. Im loy roisi nochosh kekeiris beis habad. Veloy. So the Gemara first understood the Keiri space Abad is a very big beam, and you don't have Nechoshim which are as large as a Keiri space Abad. So the Gemara says, V'loi, V'yichivye, Ahave b'shnei Shover Malke. It was a snake in the years of Shover Malke. Romulei tleiser arvoso detivne ubolo yasi. So the Ran says tleiser arvoso detivne shir tleiser arvas tevin. Now arvas is mistoma or itzer. So they gave the shnochosh 13 itzreis of tevin. So basically it had a tremendous appetite, and so it was a big nachosh. The Orech brings down the Adaryoso, Perish Oiso, Oireis, because of a Maise Shohoya Haniska Bilamdeinu Ayin Shom. It was a Maise. They went and took the skins of camels, and they filled it up with straw, so it looked like a camel. They took the meat out and they filled it up with straw. And they put burning coals in it. And they gave 13 camels for this nochosh to eat. And he loved to eat camels, Vaistois. And after he finished eating, he had something a little bit worse than a stomach ache. And the coals started burning. It was more than heartburn. And Al-Kapon, that's how Al-Kapon they got rid of this nochosh. But al kaponim, there are tremendous nachoshim. So why is it called nidrei havoi? So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel betorof. It's speaking about that there's bekoyim, there's like cracks in the skin of the snake. Like the Gemara, kule nachoshi mitrif torfi. All the nachoshim, we'll see by their neck, there's bekoim there. So what's the big deal? Agaboy torif kamrinin. That the gav is torif, the back is torif. That means all snakes, the back of the snakes are usually smooth. And he saw a gav of a snake that's torif. fragt die Gemara, will ist nicht tof. So, why did the Mishnah say, it's a ganze Meise, with the Loshen is very unclear, im leire isi nochosh ke keiris beis abad, which means it is toruf, that means in the keiris beis abad also that keire is toruf, it's not smooth. So what's up, mamachan? It means, it doesn't mean the size of a keiris beis abad, it means the tzur of a keiris beis abad. Say ke toruf. And for the Gemara, milsa gavuche kemashmala. The Kairis Beis Abad Gabay Tov. He wants to tell you that no, a Kairis Beis Abad, normally the Gav of the Kairis is Tov. L'may Navke Mino, L'mekach Hamemka. L'may Malach, Amoycha Kairis Beis Abad L'chaveroi. So if he's telling him a Kairis Beis Abad, he Gabay Tov in, V'loy Loy. Let us see the Ran. Betorov osu bekoyim bekoyim. Gaboy torov shein osu bekoyim begaboy. Normally, there's no cracks in the gav, in the back of the nochosh. Elo betzavore bilvad. So memele, this is the mechuvin of torov. It means that the back was torov. L'mekech ha-memke, sh'amoyche ha-keiris beis abad l'chaveiro istam, tzorech sh'yei torov. U'birishalmi nire, b'peirish torov merube. He understands from the Rishalmi a different pshat. Tamrinen hosom ein merube bebriis. That is no nivro that is square. Azoi shteit nirishalmi. Uporich im kein lome leile misni ke keiris beis abad. Mishani lei uche de tane matvis elo milse rabbe. De taninen gomol apireach baaver velisni achbo. Now, the way the Ran is goyris, I really don't understand. He understood pshat in the Yerushalmi's kasha. In the Yerushalmi lemaise, there's a psadif in girsa. It says, Godel ke koyris beis abad. And I saw a nochosh that's as large as a koyris beis abad. So why do you have to speak about large square things? Because you want to say it's square. So why did you see it speak about large square things? So the Yerushalmi answers, when the Tana speaks, Divrei Avoi speaks about large things. The Tanina, we learned, Gomol HaPereich Ba'avir, the listening Achbol, let's speak on Achbol HaPereich Ba'avir. So he speaks about large things, so that's why he speaks about Godel Kekoyre Space about.
I'd like to mention one nekuda. I saw in Teferes Tzin, he brings down from the Rishalmi that what imloire isi ka'ile mitzrayim, it's divrei havoi, because even though it's ikha possible to see 600,000 people, but the Mishnah means beriya achas. With one Riyah, you cannot see at one time 600,000 people. And with that became Yushiv to me, the Ran B'dibar HaMaschel, the Omar Shvu Shoreisi, that the Chiddush of the Barais is Alibe Dabayim, I would think that Bishvue Loika Gozim Ubedavke Kamishtabe Veloki Mishum Shvue Shov. And therefore I would think you Loika Shvue Shov. So it bothered me, why should this be called Shvue Shov? If a person is not Megazim and he did not see 600,000 people, that's not a Dovo Sheyefsha. should be Shvua Sheker, not Shvua Shof. But according to Yerushalmi, it's very good because it is impossible, Bria Achas, to see Shishim Ribui.